This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Gault. We have considered how God showed his love to Solomon during the first half of his reign. After building the temple and his palace, God appeared to him a second time to reassure him of his love and blessing, 1 Kings 9. He also showed his love by warning him, "If you or your sons turn away from me and do not observe the commands and decrees I have given you and go off to serve other gods and worship them, then I will cut off Israel from the land and reject this temple I have consecrated for my name. Israel will then become a byword and an object of ridicule among all peoples." He continued to live according to God's precepts, with a few exceptions, and God continued to bless him. King Solomon was greater in riches and wisdom than all the other kings of the earth. The whole world sought audience with Solomon to hear the wisdom God had put in his heart. And when they came, they brought expensive gifts. Gradually, his success and splendor went to his head, and he began to drift. Everyone wanted a piece of him and what he represented. Kings offered him women, and he married many of them. And those he didn't marry, he kept as concubines. Gradually, they turned his heart away from God. God's loving heart was broken, but because he loved Solomon, he promised not to bring the calamities he had promised on Israel during his lifetime. It is amazing how far God's love extends toward us, offering second and third chances to repent and return. But there is a point beyond which even his love will not go. Beware. If you'd like to review this message and others, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.